All right, so have you ever like really thought about barcodes?
Probably not as much as we have.
Yeah. I mean, they're everywhere, but kind of blend into the background, right?
Exactly. But that little barcode, that's a powerful piece of tech.
Seriously powerful. Think about it. Logistics, retail, healthcare, all running on these things.
And picking the right printer to make those barcodes, that's what we're diving into today.
Thermal versus inkjet, the two big players. And we've gone deep, folks, like industry reports,
The
research.
real deal. We want to equip you to make the right choice for your needs, not just some theoretical stuff.
Absolutely. So by the end of this, you'll walk into any barcode printer convo like a boss.
Exactly.
But first, got to start with the basics. Like,
Yeah.
what actually are these printers? How do they work?
Let's break it down. Thermal printers, imagine like burning an image onto a label.
Burning. With like a laser?
No lasers. It's heat. They use a special heated printhead. It reacts with heat-sensitive paper.
So no ink cartridges.
Nope. No ink, no mess, just heat doing its thing.
Okay, so like those receipts you get at the grocery store that fade over time.
Similar, but there are different grades of that heat-sensitive paper, you know?
Ah, so some are tougher than others.
You got it. Some are for short term, like receipts. Others can last for years, even in like rough
So
conditions.
that's why they're big for warehouses and stuff.
Exactly. Asset tracking warehouse labels durability is key.
Makes sense. You don't want barcodes fading when you're trying to track a whole shipment, right?
Right.
Now, what about speed? I've heard thermal printers are fast.
Oh, they are. Some can print up to like 230 millimeters per second.
Whoa, hold up. How much is that in like normal terms?
Imagine printing a standard shipping label in less than a second.
No way. That's got to be huge for places that are shipping tons of stuff.
Huge. Time is money in those high volume operations.
And no ink cartridges means saving money there too, right?
Exactly. No recurring ink costs adds up big time, especially over the long haul.
Okay, so speed, cost efficiency. Sounds like thermal's winning so far. What's the downside?
Well, they're great for like simple black and white barcodes, but not so much for color or super detailed images.
Ah, so if you need a fancy logo or something.
Yeah, thermal's not your best bet. Inkjet would be better there.
Inkjet, like our regular printers at home.
Yep, uses liquid ink to make the images.
So basically the opposite of thermal. Slower, but fancier.
Pretty much. Inkjet gives you that full color, high resolution stuff, like think product labels with branding
Or
or.
like in hospitals, right?
Yeah.
They use color-coded labels for different meds.
Exactly. Color can be key for information, not just looking pretty.
But I bet those fancy inkjets come with a fancy price tag, huh?
They do tend to be pricier, and those ink cartridges can get expensive.
Plus slower, like you said. So it's all about what you need it for, really.
Exactly. Simple, high volume. Thermal's probably your winner. Need color, detail, inkjet's the way to go.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've covered how they work, the pros and cons. I feel like I'm getting a barcode PhD here.
Well, we're not done yet. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye. Like, have you considered the paper itself?
The paper. I thought it's just, paper.
Oh, it gets much deeper than that. Think of it like choosing tires for your car.
Tires. Okay. Now I'm really lost.
Hear me out. You pick tires based on where you're driving, right?
Yeah. Off-roading, snow, different needs.
Same with thermal paper. Durability, cost, the type of coating, it all matters.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Lay it on me. What kind of thermal paper options are out there?
So let's start with a basic one, direct thermal paper. Cost effective, used for receipts, shipping labels, things that don't need to last forever.
Ah, makes sense. Like those receipts that fade after a while.
Yeah, the image is made directly on the paper surface. That's why they fade.
Got it. So what about those super durable warehouse labels we talked about?
That's where thermal transfer paper comes in.
Thermal transfer, huh? Fancy name. What's so special about it?
It's got this special coating that reacts to heat, but from a ribbon. So the image gets transferred onto the paper.
From a ribbon, like those old school typewriters?
Kinda. It's like the ribbon is the ink and the heat melts it onto the paper.
Wow, technology is weird. So is that what makes it so tough?
Yeah, it makes it way more durable. Scratch resistant, can handle rough environments. Like think about labels that get exposed to sunlight, water, even chemicals.
Wow, that's hardcore.
It is. Thermal transfer is the way to go if you need that extra toughness.
Okay, so choosing the right paper is a big deal too, then, not just the printer itself.
Exactly. Got to think about where those labels will be used, how long they need to last.
All right, so we've covered how they work, the paper. My brain is officially full of barcode knowledge.
Glad to hear it. But hold on, we're just getting started. Now let's see how all this actually plays out in different industries. some real-world examples.
Ooh, I love a good case study. Hit me.
All right, let's start with something we all know. Retail. You're at the checkout, the cashier scans your stuff. That beep you hear.
A barcode being read. And probably printed on a thermal printer, right?
You got it. It's all about speed and efficiency there. Can't have people waiting forever for a receipt.
Yep. Every second counts.
Exactly. And those receipts don't need to last forever, so direct thermal paper is perfect.
Cheap and cheerful. Now, what about, like, a warehouse? Totally different vibe there.
Totally. Imagine rows of shelves, tons of products, every single one with a barcode.
And those labels got to be tough, right?
Yeah.
All that moving stuff around, boxes bump it into each other.
Exactly. Durability is key. Plus, they need to be scanned accurately for months, even years.
So thermal transfer paper for the win.
You got it. Keeps everything organized and tracked perfectly. Those thermal transfer printers are like the unsung heroes of the warehouse.
Love it. Okay, so we got retail, warehousing. What other industries are big on barcodes?
Healthcare. Think about patient wristbands, medication labels, all those lab samples.
Yeah, barcodes literally everywhere in hospitals.
And accuracy is so important there. No room for mistakes with patient info or meds. And they use color a lot, too. Different colors for different meds, allergy alerts.
So inkjet's important in healthcare.
Huge. It's all about clear, accurate information to keep patients safe.
This is blowing my mind. Never realized how much thought goes into picking the right barcode tech.
It's more complex than it seems, but that's why we're here. And hey, speaking of complex, have you considered the environmental impact of all this?
Ooh, good point. I'm all about being eco-friendly. Tell me more.
Well, with thermal printing, the main thing is the paper.
The paper? What's wrong with the paper?
Traditional thermal paper has this chemical bisphenol A, BPA. You might have heard of it.
Oh, yeah, like in plastic bottles and stuff. Didn't realize it was in paper, too.
It's pretty common, unfortunately. But the good news is there's a movement towards BPA-free thermal paper.
Ooh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So what should I look for if I want that eco-friendly option?
Look for labels that say BPA-free or phenol-free. Just as good, but way better for the planet.
Awesome. What about inkjet printing? Any environmental concerns there?
Yeah. Inkjet has its own challenges. The cartridges can be wasteful, and the inks sometimes have these things called VOCs, volatile organic compounds.
Sounds scary.
They can contribute to air pollution. Not ideal.
So it's about the whole process, really. Not just the paper.
Exactly. Cartridge recycling programs, eco-friendly inks, it all adds up.
This is so interesting. I feel like I've gone from barcode zero to barcode hero.
That's what we like to hear. We've gone from the basics to the nitty-gritty details.
And I'm actually going to use this knowledge. Next time I'm at the store, I'll be looking at those receipts like a barcode detective.
Uh-huh. Love it. But before we wrap up, one last thought. Technology is always changing, right? What if we had printers that combined the best of both worlds?
Like a thermal inkjet hybrid super printer.
Exactly. Speed and efficiency of thermal with the color and detail of inkjet, and eco-friendly to boot.
Now that would be awesome.
It really would. So everyone listening, keep an eye out for those next-gen printers. And in the meantime, remember, choosing the right tech is all about knowing your needs.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this barcode deep dive, everyone. Okay, so environmental impact. That's a whole other layer I hadn't even thought about.
It's huge, especially these days with everyone trying to be more eco-friendly.
Totally. Got to protect the planet.
Absolutely. And with thermal printing, the big thing is the paper.
The paper? What's wrong with the paper?
Well, the traditional kind, it has this chemical, bisphenol A, BPA. You might have heard of it.
BPA. Yeah, isn't that like in plastic? I try to avoid that stuff.
It's in a lot of things, unfortunately, including thermal paper. But the good news is there's BPA-free thermal paper now.
Oh, that's good. So it's just as good, but without the nasty chemicals.
Yep. Just as durable, just as effective, but way better for the environment.
Awesome. So if I'm shopping for thermal paper, what should I look for? Like, how do I know it's the good stuff?
Look for labels that say BPA-free or phenol-free. That's what you want.
Got it. Phenol-free. Mental note. Okay, what about inkjet? Any environmental worries there?
Inkjet has its own issues, mainly the cartridges. Lots of waste.
Yeah, those things are a pain to recycle.
Exactly. And the inks themselves, they often have these things called VOCs, volatile organic compounds.
VOCs.
Mm.
Sounds intense.
They can contribute to air pollution. Not great.
So it's not just about the paper. It's about the whole process, right? The ink, the cartridges.
You got it. It's a whole life cycle thing. Cartridge recycling, eco-friendly inks, everything makes a difference.
This is so eye-opening. I feel like I've learned so much about something I never even thought about before.
That's the beauty of a deep dive, right? Uncovering all these hidden complexities.
Totally. And it's practical too. Like now I can actually make more informed choices when I'm dealing with barcodes.
Exactly. Knowledge is power. But hold on, we're not done quite yet. We've talked about the past and present of barcode printing. What about the future?
Ooh, the future. Crystal ball time.
Yeah.
What do you see happening? Flying barcode drones.
Not quite. But technology is always evolving. What if we had printers that combined the best of both worlds?
Like a thermal printer that could do color.
Even better, imagine a hybrid. Speed and efficiency of thermal with the detail and color of inkjet.
Whoa, that would be a game changer.
It would. And of course, eco-friendly from top to bottom. That's got to be part of the future.
Absolutely. Sustainability is key. Okay, so everyone listening, keep your eyes peeled for those hybrid super printers. They might be closer than we think.
They might be. And in the meantime, remember, choosing the right barcode tech. It's about knowing your needs and making informed choices. Do your research, weigh the options.
And don't be afraid to ask questions. We're all learning here. Thanks for joining us on this barcode journey, everyone. Okay, so the future of barcodes. Hybrid printers, eh? That's a pretty wild thought.
It is. But hey, who knows? Tech moves fast. What seems impossible today could be standard tomorrow.
True that. Like, remember when smartphones were like a sci-fi thing?
Exactly. Now everyone's got one. So yeah, a thermal inkjet hybrid, super efficient, eco-friendly. I could see it happening.
Definitely. And the possibilities are pretty exciting. Like, imagine the labels we could create.
Right. High quality images, full color, AND durable. It'd be a game changer for so many industries.
Totally.
Yeah.
But even without those futuristic printers, I feel like we've learned so much just from this deep dive.
Me too. It's amazing how much complexity there is in something we see every day but rarely think about.
Right. Barcodes are like the silent workhorses of the world.
They are, and they're only getting more important as everything gets more connected and data-driven.
Absolutely. So, to everyone listening, I hope you've enjoyed this barcode journey as much as we have.
It's been fun. And remember, whether you're choosing a printer for your business or just trying to be a more informed consumer,
Do your research. Understand the different technologies, the pros and cons.
and make the choice that's right for you.
And hey, maybe someday we'll be back here talking about those amazing hybrid printers. Until then, thanks for listening.